Republican State Senator Paula Dockery spoke at the Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg this afternoon as she begins her run in the gubernatorial GOP primary. Dockery is facing off against Attorney General Bill McCollum and wildcard Naples millionaire Rick Scott. Currently, Dockery has a ways to go in early voter polls, which show the relatively unknown Scott with 22% and McCollum with 46%. Dockery, who in the same poll conducted by the St. Petersburg Times had only 3% of the vote, says that politics is still a game of money.
Let's be very clear. Rick Scott spent $6 million to get to 24%. I've spent $700,000, and in the one market that I advertised, we're at 16%. Unfortunately, money does make a difference. And until you can get into the millions of dollars to get your message out there, right now it's all about name recognition. There hasn't been an open and honest debate on the issues.
Dockery's early campaign financing is significantly lower than that of her opponents. But asked whether she would stake her own family finances on her campaign, she responded with uncertainty.
So the question comes down to this. I'm offering myself up because I think I'm a good candidate. I'm offering myself up because I think I have a good record to run on. But do I want to put what personal finances we have left after the stock market is in the shape that it is into a race for governor? I don't know that it's a decision that our family is going to want to say, yeah, do that. I'm not a career politician.
On education, the Lakeland senator says not enough focus falls on the importance of community colleges and trade schools for Florida students.
First of all, you left out community colleges, and to me, community colleges are the perfect workforce development. I think we need to invest more in the community colleges, who are very quick to turn training into those areas that need workforce quicker. I think that in our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, what we need to do is understand that not every child needs to go to college, and that we should develop a track so that some of those students who could excel at more of the trades should be able to take that track without it being considered somehow less important than the career track going to college.
Finances and primary opponents aside, Dockery could face backlash in her campaign as a result of her vote on the controversial abortion amendment passed in the last legislative session. The amendment was a last-minute addition to a broader health care bill and would require women seeking abortions to first pay for an ultrasound of their unborn child. Dockery voted in favor of the legislation.
There was so much more in that bill than that, and it was the toughest decision because I sat there when the vote was called and said, I'm pro-life, but I hate this mandate. And I could have gone either way, and it was a grueling decision, and I ended up voting yes. But you need to know the whole story, and you need to know that over a two-year period that what my voting record was on that. I do believe that the governor is going to veto that bill, and I do believe that it's more important for the government not to be getting intrusive into the lives of women and all of us.
But when asked if she would have signed such an amendment if she were elected governor, Dockery says she would have acted differently.
If I was governor, would I sign the bill? No. But if I was governor, I would have done something better. I would have told the legislature to decouple the issues so that I could have signed the part of the bill that I would have liked to.
CEO and chairman of the St. Petersburg Times, Paul Tash, asked Dockery to clarify her stance on the abortion amendment.
I just want to make sure I got it straight. Did I hear you say that you voted for a bill that included the mandatory sonogram in first trimester abortions if you were a governor, as governor, you would not sign?
I voted for a bill that included an amendment. The bill was not just ultrasound abortion. I voted for a bill that included that because the rest of the bill was more important. But I do not like that provision. I stood up and debated on that provision, and unfortunately, it was part of an overall bill that I had voted against in the past.
Tash asked Dockery a follow-up on her response.
So that's the bill that the governor will get. Is that, would you have signed that bill?
No.
Doesn't that kind of difference contribute to a cynicism about politics?
Yeah. In the most recent poll by the Times-Herald, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Alex Sink and GOP primary frontrunner Bill McCollum's numbers show the two are neck and neck. Reporting from downtown St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.